Alexander Ralston and the plan for Indianapolis on this moment of Indiana history. The name Indianapolis, literally Indian City, might suggest a history dating back to the colonization of the state itself. But our current capital and largest city was founded in 1821 in response to the need for a centrally located administrative city. Indiana's two previous capitals, Vincennes and Corydon, were both located in the southern half of the state. And with the expanding population, the Indiana legislature called upon Alexander Ralston to survey the area of the future city. Ralston, a Scot by birth, immigrated to the United States after the Revolutionary War. A trained engineer, Ralston had served as Pierre L'Enfant's personal assistant during the planning of Washington, D.C. Adapting L'Enfant's scheme for Washington, Ralston planned Indianapolis as a city block, 1 square mile in area with a circle at its center, from which 4 diagonal roads extended radially outward. Ralston planned Indianapolis between 1821 and 1827, but his plan was not fully realized until 1850, when the city's growth demanded intensive construction. He intended Indianapolis's center circle to house the governor's mansion, and it was built in 1827. Governor James B. Ray, however, refused to live in it, citing a complete lack of privacy. Any visitor to present-day Monument Circle can understand his rationale. The house, designed by Ralston himself, was demolished in 1857 and replaced in 1901 by the Soldiers and Sailors Monument. This moment of Indiana history was written with support from the Indiana Humanities Council. The series is a production of WFIU Public Radio in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.